You mentioned the extreme study. Can you talk about the design and the findings and how you bring that into your practice?
Yeah, the extreme study was a very nice proof of principle study that validated EGFR even more so than the Bonner study. Now, why do I say that? When we talked about the Bonner study, we know that the concept of radiosensitizers works with chemotherapy. It now works with EGFR-directed therapy. What we didn't know with chemotherapy was whether you could combine an EGFR drug with chemotherapy to show a benefit. Now, we have to trace back in the literature. Prior studies in recurrent metastatic head and neck cancer showed that two drugs were no better than one drug. And Dr. Forestier and Dr. Jacobs have reported intergroup and SWOG data to suggest that. And so some people felt that methotrexate was a valid single-agent option in recurrent metastatic. And based on the old studies, you could not dispute that. Now we have, for the first time, a proof of principle that three drugs, platinum, 5-FU, cetuximab, was better than two drugs. And we've never seen that before. Now, the addition of the cetuximab did not seem to exacerbate side effects other than the classical cetuximab side effects. And the survival was improved by almost 3 months. Now, we have not heard the response rate or the progression-free survival yet, but still, the survival was better. I would assume that this drug is now going to be incorporated in the first-line setting in recurrent metastatic head and neck cancer. The big question everybody will ask is, well, is it okay to use Erbitux if you've already treated the patient with radiation and Erbitux and or chemotherapy previously? And my current opinion about that is that we would treat it the same like chemotherapy. For instance, if you had a patient who was receiving concurrent chemotherapy and radiation and progressed within 6 months of finishing their radiotherapy, that is a very poor prognostic patient. In fact, those patients are probably going to be platinum resistant, and you have to find some sort of alternative therapy. However, if you did give a patient platinum with radiation and they had a nice greater than 6 month disease control situation, probably a year, and then they recurred, you would not hesitate in giving that patient a platinum with some other therapy. So I would apply the same thing to Erbitux. If you had a patient who received locally advanced therapy with Erbitux, had a disease-free interval greater than 6 months, and then the recurrence came back and it was metastatic or recurrent, then I think you could give Erbitux with chemotherapy in hopes of having a meaningful survival.